I am here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, once again being held in beautiful Panama City Beach. With me is Don Kaler with the Georgia Peanut Commission. Is that correct, Don?
That's correct, Sandy.
Okay. And what do we have in store this year?
You know, it's our biggest conference we've ever had, largest attendance. We've got more sponsors. We've got more going on, more room nights. So the hotel's happy about that. But the thing that's really important is we've got a fantastic program this year. We have the chairman of the House Ag Committee that will finish us up on Saturday and give us an update on this farm bill. We have sessions that are some anomalies that we have, things like looking at obesity and starvation and the fact that peanuts offer something for both of those things. We can help starving children and we can help in the fight against obesity. We have one session that's looking at the future. You know, in our lifetimes, fuel prices have been on the increase. Fertility's been on the increase as far as fertilizer prices. Water, we're not making any more of that. And so we're looking at some of those inputs and saying, what about the future? What do we do when these inputs get to be more and more costly? What are the alternatives? So I think we just got a great conference. I'm excited about it and looking forward for the conference to begin.
Well, and I know, like you said, you've got record attendance here, but what we're looking at right now nationwide is a serious drought situation. How does it look in the peanut-growing states here, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi?
You know, we have, it's almost like Clint Eastwood movie. We have the good, the bad, and the ugly. Honestly, we have areas that that the farmers still haven't gotten a lot of rain. We have parts of Georgia that are classified as an exceptional drought, which is the worst classification you can have. Mm-hmm. We have other areas where things look really good, where the water has been. And so I would tell you that right now, overall, the crop really looks pretty good. And there's nothing about this crop that's not something that rain in areas where we wouldn't, where we've not had it, where it wouldn't do a lot of good.
And a lot of interest among your growers, as you mentioned, Congressman Lucas is going to be here very timely because we've got two farm bills right now, one in the Senate and one sort of in the House, hasn't made it to the floor yet, and this was Chairman Lucas's bill. I'm sure that there's a lot of concern right now in the peanut industry about these two very different bills.
I think there is, because what the Senate bill did was basically left peanut farmers and left southern farmers, but peanut and rice especially, left us out of the bill. There's no safety net for our farmers in all the things where, even where FAPRI looked at it, where the National Center for Peanut Competitiveness, Texas A&M, they looked at this with their representative farms. There was nothing in the Senate bill that worked as a safety net for farmers in the South. And so what happened in the House was it's a better bill. It looks at the fact that sometimes markets go crazy, but we don't have a futures market. That's a real problem that they don't understand. And if you had a futures market, you can protect against price losses by doing it beforehand. The problem we've got is that we deal with contracts and they're limited, and the farmer then is at the mercy because we don't have that futures market. So the House has given us a little better safety net that we can look at, and we're really appreciative to Chairman Lucas.
Well, I know it's going to be a big talk during the conference, but one of the great things about this conference is it's a great mix of work and play. And you give time for it's a family event. You got the families here. They have time on their own, but you got a lot of work that gets done in the sessions, but you wrap it up with, this year we got some great entertainment. I'm excited.
I am too. It's for my generation, I guess. That may be talking about my age, but we have the Atlanta Rhythm section finishing us up on Saturday night. You know, I'm just really excited about it. It's going to be a great event, and I want to see everybody out there. They always love to get out and dance. I think there's going to be a lot of dancing, cutting the rug to the Atlanta Rhythm section.
But you mentioned that we've got more sponsors than ever before. The Saturday night finishing up finale is always sponsored by Syngenta. Really appreciate their support here. But also, big new sponsor is John Deere and a lot of local dealerships. Tell us about that.
What we have is from John Deere Corporate, along with their dealers, and we had several dealers from across Peanut Belt. They came together, gave us a major sponsorship, and that's actually, we've got this nice registration area with ice cream and all the toppings, and it's a nice place to sit and visit and wait on your hotel room to get ready, things like that. So we're really happy to have John Deere and to have all our sponsors. Sponsors make this. where farmers can afford to come and be at this event.
Good point, good point. Well, we're looking forward to it. It's always great to see you, Don, and everybody here is being able to get together and say hi again. It's a family reunion, right?
Always great seeing you too, Cindy.
All right, here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City Beach, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.